Mr. President, Honorable Ministers and Head of the Delegation, ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of the Government of Rwanda, allow me first of all to congratulate Madam Chair and your members of the Bureau of this session for your election. The Delegation of Rwanda believes that your wisdom will guide this august assembly to reach fruitful deliberations. Rwanda Delegation assures you its full support. The Delegation of Rwanda commends Dr. Margaret Chan, Director General of the World Health Organization, for her leadership, commitment and determination exhibited while managing the WHO Secretariat. Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, it is recognized that rapid progress to achieve the health-related 2 Millennium Development Goals in developing countries are mainly hampered by the weak health systems and their malfunction. However, universal health coverage is a major element for success, efficiency, and effectiveness of the health system. The Rwanda Constitution recognizes that health is one of the fundamental rights for the people. In its health policy, the government of Rwanda is committed to ensure access to quality health services by all Rwandans by preventive and curative measures. Access to health services by all people, use of equity, efficiency, and sustainability are key pillars of the health policy adopted in Rwanda. As you are aware, Rwanda has experienced the genocide against the Tutsi in 1994. The genocide has led to the destruction of all development systems without saving the health system. Shortly after the genocide, Rwanda began to rebuild, and a number of innovations and homegrown initiatives have emerged and led to satisfactory results. The government of Rwanda has prioritized the objective of supporting the grassroots communities in the establishment of a system of community-based health insurance to encourage improvement of the financial accessibility to health care, protecting households against financial risk associated with the disease, and the greater integration and social cohesion in health while ensuring access to quality care, equitable and affordable. It is in this context that the community-based health insurance known as Mutuelle Santé, has been set up. Although care has been free in the emergency phase, and then the ensuing period, the rate of health services utilization was very low. As part of the reform of financing the health sector, the establishment of the community-based health insurance was conceived as a way to contribute to improving accessibility to health care. Three objectives were defined. One, establish an enabling environment for development of the community-based health insurance in Rwanda. Two, build capacity for implementation and management of the community health insurance. And three, strengthen public support for health insurance. At the first level, the Ministry of Health has implemented the community-based health insurance project in pilot districts. Performance evaluation of this pilot project led to the adoption of this system in the whole country, and now Rwanda and people are proud that it is functioning very well. The government of Rwanda has also put the effort in the extension of the community-based health insurance. More than 90% is now covered. Ladies and gentlemen, by the implementation of policies and strategies specific to the health sector, Rwanda has registered tremendous progress in achieving the MDGs goals on maternal and child health indicators. Promoting maternal and child health in Rwanda is linked to political stability and good governance of the country in general. The decentralization policy implemented in Rwanda aims to promote good governance, ownership, and effective participation of people in decision-making. Since 2006, the indicators in the field of health are part of performance contracts signed by the local government with the head of state, and among these indicators, maternal and child health is well represented. To promote family planning in Rwanda, the government realized that it was necessary to develop and implement a family planning policy to curb population growth. Since 2006, Rwanda established a policy on community health. The overall objective is to improve geographical access to quality care by the population and the participation of community members in improving their health. Each village elected 3 community health workers with a total of 45,000 community health workers in the country. They were trained and equipped by the Ministry of Health. The government of Rwanda has also put effort to integrate maternal and child health in other services such as care for HIV and AIDS, immunization services, family planning and nutrition. This approach increases access and use of integrated services and especially the effective use of available resources in the health sector. The Ministry of Health has also focused on the prevention of non-communicable diseases. For example, Rwanda has begun vaccination against the human papilloma virus among all girls aged 10 to 14 years. There are many areas where we can begin to act immediately on NCDs, such as the prevention and treatment of pediatric and female cancer, where the market and partnership have made new opportunities available. Rwanda is currently in the process of planning for early detection and treatment program for breast and cervical cancer for women, who will also benefit from the access to human papillomavirus vaccines to prevent cervical cancer in the first place. Rwanda is currently in the final stages of assembling protocols, guidelines and policies for pediatric cancer, beginning with those that are most prevalent and most amenable to action. Ladies and gentlemen, in conclusion, I would like to appeal to the international community to continue their effort to find sustainable solutions to non-communicable disease and tropical diseases that are neglected until now to allow secure health for all our people. I thank you for your attention.